latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Beginning with the news that Solomon Rondon has hinted he wants to turn his loan spell with Newcastle into a permanent transfer, having become settled on Tyneside. The Venezuela international joined the Magpies on a season-long loan deal from West Brom during the summer, with Dwight Gayle moving in the opposite direction. After a slow start to his Newcastle career, Rondon finally got his first goals in the famous black and white shirt in the 2-1 victory over Bournemouth before the international break. There has been no indication from West Brom or Newcastle as to whether Rondon's loan move will be made permanent, but the 29-year-old, who has moved his family to the area, appears open to staying with the club. He said, "Ever since I arrived here, it has been friendly. When I first signed, some people recognised me around the city and they came over to say welcome. I have played around the world, but to be settled already is great." Moving on, and Dwight Gayle has insisted he can score goals at Premier League level and has confidence that he will prove his doubters wrong in the future. Gayle was Newcastle's top scorer in their championship promotion season, but then struggled for goals in the Premier League the season afterwards. He's now applying his trade back in the championship and has been a regular scorer for West Brom. He believes that were he to come back to Newcastle or stay with West Brom and play in the Premier League again, that he would find the back of the net if given opportunities. He said it might not be the fairest thing, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. You've got to perform at the level to prove them wrong, I suppose. Finally today, Newcastle reportedly had scouts in attendance to watch Miguel Almiron for Atlanta United last weekend. The Magpies were represented as Almiron scored one of Atlanta's goals in the 3-1 win over New York City.